Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Reacting to yesterday's Washington football loss in Green Bay, where Aaron Rodgers largely had complete control of that game. Washington falls to 2-5 with a trip to Denver coming up next. Lanville, I am going to need a song for the rest of the week. You like Garth Brooks at all, B?
I've heard some songs with him.
Garth is a legend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this song, Much Too Young, where he says, I've got to ride in Denver tomorrow night. And it's basically like this rodeo dude's whole career comes down to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not performing very well. And it's very fitting for the Washington football team. So ideally we get that working, Landfill. Is that doable? Rally Captain checked in. We were just talking about there was a ceremony in Green Bay to honor some of their stars that had passed away. And Rally Captain was there, of course. He goes everywhere the team goes. And he checked in on Twitter and said, the ceremony in Green Bay was a class act all around. By the way, nothing will stop me from going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What is left to look forward to this season? And I'm not ruling out that they peel off five straight wins. Like, who knows? Everything could happen, right? But I think Vegas is kind of the highlight right now. And get to see Tom Brady at home. What are you looking for?
Trying to see if you got some drinks over there. You just said five wins.
I do not have any drinks. I don't expect it to happen, but I'm not ruling it out. Our guy Lou. All right, Lou, I'm telling you we're coming. Lou, this is your 10-second warning. Let's go to Lou on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. What up, Lou?
What's going on, JP? I'm ready today.
Look at that. Well, our guy Lou is ready to rock.
Yes, indeed. I got a better song for you, man. Instead of Garth Brooks, you should be playing Bubba Sparks. It's getting ugly, man. But
all right, Lanville, put that on the list, too.
Yeah, but I'm ready for the season to be over with. This team ain't worth to be on TV. It's just like yesterday, this coach coming out complaining about the ref or the missed call, blah, blah. That's the name of the game, man. Things happen. You know, you should have your guys ready to play. And, you know, it seemed like Jonathan Allen was the only one out there balling. I did watch the game a few snaps here and there. But other than that, I was out shopping. So I'm careless about what this team does until, you know, they get to act together and these Congress find a way to get this owner out of this town. So, yeah, that's my take on it, man. Appreciate y'all taking my call. What's up, B-Mitch, man?
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
What's up, Lou?
I like that he said we'll get Congress to get rid of this owner. I mean, that's what people are legitimately hoping for at this point. You know what? I feel like we could use some positivity, Cody. Ben in Bethesda is feeling optimistic. Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Does your car have a breathalyzer you have to blow into before it starts?
No, but hey, this game was tough, man. That that call where Taylor dove into the end zone, man, that's just crazy. Only Washington. But, hey, close your eyes and picture this. We've beaten the Broncos. We've beaten the Panthers. We've beaten the Geno Smith Seahawks. We got 5 wins. We're heading into Dallas week 14, going for our 6th win. We got Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. We got a full offensive line, Brandon Schiff, Cosme, blocking everybody. We got Antonio Gibson with no shin injury. We got our full assortment of wide receivers, including Curtis Samuel, who I can't wait to see play on this team. We got everything going. The defense is hot. We beat Dallas at home week 14. We get the Eagles twice. We get the Giants again. There's 3 more wins right there. That takes us right to 8. We win one more game, go 9-8, and a wild card is not out of the question. Now, I'm crazy. The breathalyzer is not working, so I'm riding. But, hey, think about it, man. Just think about it. Cheers, guys.
All right.
I'll let you respond. It's not crazy.
I'm leaving that to you. Based off everything we've seen thus far, that is crazy as hell.
They're 2-5. You beat the Broncos. You beat the Panthers.
You beat the Seahawks. So much like right.
Like what?
Right. Like it's going to handle it. It's just going to happen like that.
It's easy. It's easy to get wins in
Nothing
the NFL.
Is
Don't
so
worry.
Much like right when we
I'm not that. Saying I expect it, but it's possible that they'd be then you lose who that it'd be a loss to the Bucks. And then all of a sudden you're going to the Raiders. Landfill, what are the chances they win? We all love the parlays, right? We're always chasing. If you could parlay right now, money line parlays, Washington will beat the Broncos, Washington will beat the Panthers, Washington will beat the Seahawks. You like it?
Hell no. No, that's not going to happen. There's a 0% chance that happens.
How do you figure zero?
Okay, maybe there's a 0.4% chance
wait,
it happens.
Wait, what's happening again?
I'm saying I would put a parlay in, and you can't do this because it's too far out in the future, but that a 3-game parlay that they win the Broncos, the Panthers, and the Seahawks. They win those 3 games.
I'll take that. I'll book that parlay for you.
All right. What's the action? My 5. I mean, Scott, you got to give me odds.
Your 5. No, your 50 to my 150.
See, you're always trying to Michael Jordan it. I don't want to put 50 on this.
I mean,
it's a flyer.
I'm gonna give you 150 if it don't hit. I mean, if it hits.
That's also just 3-1. Like, I think the odds have to be way higher.
No, not necessarily. It's just 3 games, and it's very, very low. So you want me to go, like, you put up 5, and I give you 100?
That's kind of what the odds would be.
Yeah, and well, that's where you notice that a real casino didn't put it up there,
mm-hmm.
which means that you can't get it in a legitimate way, so you got to take my streetway.
All right, let's see if there's anybody else that'll offer it to me. Landfill, what kind of odds will you give me?
$5 for $100. I'll do 10 for $100.
You give me 10-1?
Yeah.
Action. Booked. Boom. If this wins and Landfill has to hand me $100, you know how hard that's going to
be so
for
painful.
Him?
When you hand him that $10, you just make sure you have it.
All right. I'll see if Cody will book some action too. Melvin is on line 6. Melvin, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Hey, good. Well, good afternoon, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
We're good, buddy. How are you doing?
All right. So I'm a diehard Redskin fan, Washington football team, whatever you want to call them. And I do a lot of analyzing because I have a management background. And I think part of our problem, it starts at the top. We had a couple of fourth downs yesterday where I felt like we should have kicked field goals. Yeah. I heard one of the announcers say, what does Ron have to lose? Well, the game was close. And the fact that they won would have put us ahead. Then we get rid of Hopkins to bring in Blewett, and Ron was going for those fourth downs, gave me the impression he really doesn't have the confidence in the kicker he brought in.
He didn't have the one he had, so.
Yeah. Well, and Pete Helly reported a couple of weeks ago that Jonathan Allen came off the field. He went to the coach and said, hey, let me get after that quarterback, you know, which leads me to believe that they have some structure there on that defensive line that's not working. William Jackson came to a coach and said, hey, I play man. You got me playing zone. We're not playing our players to their strength. And I'm not going to hold you, but I do want to make this point. Brian, you're right. We never led in the game for the Tampa Bay last year. But what the difference was between Heinicke now and then, Heinicke had nothing to lose. And he went out there and balled. I think he was eight yards short of Tom Brady's passing yards. Now he has something to lose because he has that feeling of he's the starter and I got to keep this job. So he's mentally trying not to make mistakes. But the fans asked for him to run last week. What did he do this week? I think he got 95 yards. We asked for him in the Tampa game, hey, you can't take these big hits. So what did he do? I think he's robotic. Instead of them coaching him up, I think they're just giving him one or two little tips and sending him out there. The guy has to be groomed. You got the quarterback. What's that? Wilson. He's not doing good. You got Justin Fields. Who's not doing all that great. You got Trey Lance over in the 49ers. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that great. And these guys are number one picks that we're sought after. So I think my closing comment is, you know, all you fair weather fans, you jump off this wagon, stay off this wagon. You got to be in it for the long haul. I think if Heinicke is coached up correctly and it starts at the top, I think we'll see a different result. So I'm all in for it. And
Melvin, I love your optimism, man. Thank you for the call.
Hey,
I don't know.
Why are you considered a fair weather fan when you talk about the truth?
I wonder this, and you played in Philly. I feel like D.C. fans have so much infighting, whether it's about quarterbacks going back to Billy and Sonny.
Yeah, it's been like that forever.
I mean, I know Rex and John Beck and McNabb and Robert and Kirk, Alex.
But what he just said.
Heinicke.
This is the thing, and this is what I don't like about what he said. Never did he say what Heinicke needs to do. He got to be coached. No, eventually you realize and you learn different things. Heinicke is not a 21-year-old kid. He's almost 30, okay? So, yes, he should know at this point that what makes him great, what makes him very good, and stop shying away from being that, okay? Also, Trey Lance and Wilson and all these guys, they're in their first year. This dude's been out of college for 6 years, so he's been in some camps before. He's seen and learned some things. Those guys may end up learning that too. But I think that many people believe his upside has been, is what we've seen. Those guys have an upside that's coming. So I'll let him take Taylor Heinicke, and I'll take Fields, Lance, and Wilson, and Jones. We'll see if those four guys fare better or not.
We'll see. I mean, there's just, what the hell is the plan? You got to get a quarterback. I don't know what they're going to get. What do you want them to get? What do you want them to get at quarterback that you think is realistic, Brian?
I just want them to get a quarterback and invest in him and believe in him and understand that they're going to be growing pains along the way. Instead of getting one and acting as if the person's supposed to walk in and be perfect. Because if he walks in and he's perfect, then what the hell is the coaches here for? You know what I'm saying? I just think that when you invest in a quarterback, you have to invest in the quarterback. You know, whether it's a guy you go get from somewhere or a guy you draft, you have to support him and build stuff around. And if your system is one thing, you need to make sure that quarterback fits the system if you want to keep it in that. Or if your quarterback is one thing, then you build your system around that quarterback. You know, Jason was brought here with Coach Gibbs to be the play action pass big arm down the field. And then all of a sudden they had the play, I mean, what's my man?
The bingo caller.
Not bingo caller, the coach. That wasn't supposed to get the job, but he got the job. And he turned the West Coast offense, which is totally different.
Zorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to, that person who's your quarterback, everything has to cater to him. And you get people that cater to him as well, and then things begin to grow. But if you have him doing something that he's not good at, you're wasting your time.
Wasting your time. People just love talking about Taylor Heinicke, man. Tony, what's up, buddy? You're on with Beamish and Finley on the Gambit DC Listener Line.
Tony, you up, brother? All right, go to the next one.
Tony is gone. He gone. Let's get to DNC, our guy Darren. Darren, what's up, buddy? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Hope y'all doing well. I'm doing good, man. Thank you for taking my call, man. A phrase or adage or whatever I heard on the Dame Jeremiah uses with a quarterback, do you want a truck or a wagon? And basically that is saying a truck is going to pull the team. You can hitch the team to that quarterback and you can go, you can win games. Or you're going to get a wagon that's going to need to be hitched to a truck and mm-hmm. the team is going to carry that quarterback. And it seems like B-Miz, you was alluding to that too. Earlier you were saying something, and I feel like that's the quarterback that they need, and that's I don't know who that is specifically. We don't know. Nobody truly knows who that quarterback is right now. The defense needs to step it up. The defense needs to make changes. That's simple and plain. I love the fact that St. Juice, I know it's not changing anything in wins right now, but he put the play that he put his hands on one hand on Devontae and the other hand on the ball versus going two hands up on the ball. That play right there really deflated me when it came to the game. It was like, bro, you could have picked that off. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys taking my call, man. I really got much else to say, man. Y'all should have referred that guy to John Leahy when he said he going to sell his house in D.C. and move to Baltimore. y'all missed that plug on that one, man.
But don't worry, you brought it in for us, brother. You brought it home. You brought it home.
You're good there.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, DNC. Right, thank you, buddy. I want to get into some snap count stuff yesterday because I do think Rivera talked about changing the approach, and I think we saw a little bit of it yesterday. I'm also just day by day increasingly frustrated at the situation, the way they're using the IR, the injured reserve, and it's like, are they complacent? Are they okay with what's happening?
Have you listened to everything after the game? And it's repeated on Mondays.
So here's the thing.
It's not like they're not telling us the same stuff. That
I generally find what's said after the games, not that I discredit it, but like it's an emotional reaction, right? What you do with your roster construction should be anything but an emotional reaction. It should be very deliberate, well thought out, researched decisions.
What we're doing.
Do you like what they're doing?
There was only two plays. We played much better today. The referees, I don't know what they were looking at. Those things sound familiar to you?
Do you like what they're doing? Don't answer that. Answer that when we come back. Next. Right here on Beamish and Finley. Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Some things I noticed from the ballgame yesterday. Some snap count stuff I wanted to bring up. I believe, let's honestly talk about this. Do we think yesterday was Washington's best defensive performance of the season? Only gave up 24 points. D-line got good pressure throughout the game.
I think it was the best D-line performance of the season.
I mean, the only other game you would say is maybe the Chargers game, where they only gave up 20 points. But they gave up a lot more yards in that game and had just kind of some red zone turnovers. They gave up 424 yards against the Chargers, whereas against the Packers, they only gave up 300 yards. And they really, I thought Green Bay would be able to run the ball really well. They weren't. They only ran the ball for 57 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, best defensive performance yesterday?
I go with that.
Well, then let me ask you this. Did you notice anything differently with the defense? Did you notice anything different? Because Rivera talked about changing his approach and things.
Saw Montez on the left defensive inside a lot. I saw, what's the other kid? From last year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Came from North Carolina State or something like that. James Smith,
Williams, yeah.
He was on the field a lot. I saw Chase in damn coverage.
Saw that too. But a couple things that stood out to me in a big, big way. William Jackson was out. That stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin St. Juice played almost 100% of the snaps. He played 55 of 56 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
I did the pregame show yesterday before the game with Rooster and Logan Paulson. And, you know, Rooster likes to really get down dirty in the X's and O's. And he was kind of asking to attack Green Bay, would you want to go man or would you want to go in zone? And I said, I mean, ideally you'd play man, but who do you trust?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you trust in that secondary? And Logan Paulson said, you know, I actually think St. Juice has been their best corner so far. And I thought he was actually pretty good yesterday.
He's long.
But I couldn't help but notice this, Brian. Landon Collins only played 24 snaps out of 56. About 40% of the snaps, Collins is on the field.
Near the linebacker? Near the line
much,
he was?
Much closer to the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they gave up plays, certainly, but there was no home run.
Yeah.
There was no bomb. There was not that one play that we're all screaming about. They got beat soundly, but there was not one gigantic mistake play. Maybe the Devontae Adams when he got open on fourth down, but that's a broken down play. And sometimes you got to – Rodgers and Adams are capable people. They do some stuff. Do you think it's a coincidence – that Washington's best defensive performance came without William Jackson and with Landon Collins' playing time significantly reduced?
I don't know if it was necessarily those guys not being there or the scheme changing up some.
Maybe it's kind of both, yeah. Right? Different players, different different players execute the scheme differently. But the facts are that those dudes, that Jackson was out and Collins had his playing time cut significantly and the defense played better. I also couldn't help but notice this. You know who was out there and he got beat some and he made some plays? Jamin Davis. Mm-hmm. Your first rounder played 55 out of 56 snaps. Let him play. Let him learn.
That's the only way he's going to get better. You know, we always talk about letting guys play and do this and do that. And I've always said that they need to play. I mean, you don't learn nothing on the sideline. I've said that over and over again. I think guys need to be on the field because that life experience is way better than somebody telling you how it is, what it's going to be like. Look at this on paper. Once you go through it, you either learn it or you really find that you can't do it. But you got to make mistakes. You know, some of the best that we know failed and they got up. I just really get this thing with Denzel Washington. If you fall 7 times, get up 8. You know what I mean? You're always striving. You're going to make mistakes. But you can't make those mistakes sitting on the sideline. And then if you don't let nobody play a whole year, then the next year you let him play. You go, oh, he should know it now. He still didn't play. He still got to go through that life experience, that life learning experience to figure it out. So, Jamin, put him on the field. He might get burned sometimes. Sometimes he might make the play.
He played yesterday, and it worked out. So, I think I am of the mindset that none of this was a coincidence, that none of this happened on accident. I think you had to start changing stuff up. We've been saying it for a while. That they needed to start changing stuff up. The one thing I would also add is I'd still like to see DeShazer Everett out there. Mm-hmm. I'd still like to see kind of that threat of a big hit on the back end. But, Brian, John Allen was really, really good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He only played 35 out of 56 snaps.
Well, that's not shocking to me because they rotate so much.
Sure.
So I'm not shocked by that at all. That front four is always moving around and doing stuff.
Lamphill, I ask you, coincidence that they just happened to play better yesterday without William Jackson and with Landon Collins playing only, you know, about 40% of the snaps, or not a coincidence?
No, I don't think so. William Jackson's been bad all year, and Landon Collins is bad since he showed up in Washington. It doesn't surprise me at all that they played better without him on the field. They played better. You know, the defense was best last season when Landon Collins was injured and not on the field.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is not that hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. Our guy Charlie in College Park is checking in on the Gambit DC listener lines. Charlie, what's up, man? You're
what's
on with Beavis and Finley.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
No, I'm not hot under the collar. I'm depressed, sad, and angry like everybody else. I would have sat Landon Collins down and Steve Fuller down several weeks ago. I don't know what you might say about Fuller, but he's not covering and his tackling is inconsistent, sometimes poor. I don't think it's a coincidence with Jackson out that they play better. I would have sat those guys down. I would run the ball more. I just was able to listen just within the last minute or two. What do you think of Turner's call on fourth and goal at the 1.5 yard line, quarterback sneak with no setbacks? Everybody in the world knows you're going to quarterback sneak. What do you think about that call?
In those situations, I never mind a QB sneak because
I blame offensive linemen when quarterback sneaks don't work.
What I would have liked to see there, though, I think with Heineke's size, I would have rather him. He tried to go up and over the top, right? I would just squeeze that guard center gap and just try to fire that gap.
That guard center got no movement.
I know.
They got whipped.
That play was right in front of us in the press box. Like, we were sitting right there, and I knew immediately they got no push. Mm-hmm. Because whenever you're running sneaks like that, if you don't get push, it's toast. Because it's just going to grind to a halt in the middle there. I mean, on my list of problems from yesterday, Scott Turner's play calling is pretty far down the list. I thought the offensive game plan was pretty good. I mean, they put up, I think they finished with 430 yards. They just, I said this analogy on the podcast, they were like a freshman in high school trying to figure out how to unhook a bra when they got in the red zone. It was just.
I mean, the thing this team has shown, and I think people have to understand this, you can put as many yards up on the board as you want. If you're not putting touchdowns on the board, you're wasting your damn time. And that's what they have to do. You know, they might have had the ball as much as Green Bay yesterday or more.
Dude, they won time of possession, yards, but two turnovers, man.
But you don't win the points. Turnovers and points is what killed you.
Totally.
So, you know, the fact that Taylor had 260-something yards, 90-something yards rushing, whoop-de-doo. How many touchdowns was put up there?
They had 130 yards more of offense than Green Bay produced.
And 14 points less.
Right. I mean, Rodgers just
I give you things you need to favor. You need to favor third down, both offense and defense, and red zone, both offense and defense. If you're good at those four things, two on the offense, two on defense, your football team is going to be a lot better. All right?
Yeah.
If you can stay on the field, get off the field, and score a touchdown to keep them out the end zone, you win. We go up and down the field. We just don't like to cross that goal line a lot. And we also like to let them get more conversions than we do on third downs.
I was probably the least confident I've been all year of them winning in Green Bay. I am oddly, bizarrely confident, I think is our term, Landfill. I think they win in Denver.
A 50% chance. Good try.
I mean, yeah,
you
certainly
put some eyes on it.
It's tough because I think one of the biggest problems in this, Brian, there's no what real or perceived, earned or not, and I'd argue it was real and it was earned. We had an enemy during the Bruce Allen era. We knew who we could blame. It was Bruce's fault. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want to say the coaches aren't developing the talent the front office has amassed. And you don't want to say that the front office is giving the coaching staff nothing to work with. Mm-hmm. Because they're the same.
So, therefore, if the person is the same that's coaching and performing, then you obviously got the person. That's right where the blame aims, don't you think? If I can pick it, then also I have to culture it and cultivate it. Who is it?
So, and B, I also got this a little bit, pushback. It's year two of a rebuild. This thing's going to take time. Buy that?
I don't buy it because last year they quickly went past rebuild once things started to change up. Now this year we're back to the rebuild. We got better, so the situation changed things. We can win this. We're not rebuilding. Now this year, because it's not going how you thought it was going to go, you're rebuilding now. I don't know how you can have five first-rounders on the defense side of the ball and say you're rebuilding. Now, especially on that side of the ball. Maybe you're rebuilding your offense. You got five first-rounders. You got a $14 million and two $10, $11 million people. That's seven. Well, eight. All right? Eight of your 11. That's not a rebuild on the defense side of the ball. But that's where all the expertise on the football team is in the coaching staff on the defense side of the ball.
Phone lines are going. We're all in purgatory. Just kind of floating. And not the cool way that the kids at BYU do. We're all just kind of sitting here, I guess. Taking your calls when we return, 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a question for you.
It better be a coincidence.
Let's go to Kevin and Laurel. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. Kevin, you there, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah. There's two things.
All right, Kevin, I got to put you on hold, dude. Your cell phone's terrible. Alberto in Manassas. Alberto, what's
Alberto.
Up, man?
Alberto.
What up, babies?
What's up, brother?
All right. First of all, B. Mitch, love you. Much respect. We really love your professional point of view. It makes a world of difference. Here's my point. My point is we are once again talking about a carousel of quarterbacks, what quarterbacks are available, and how much easier would our life have been if we would have kept Kirk Cousins. That is my point. If we would have kept him, you know, he's a solid quarterback. We would have had, you know, better resources to spend, you know, on different areas of the team. I mean, these guys are just a bunch of jabronis, as Iron Sheik would say. Jabronis.
Thank you for the call, man. They'd be much better off if they still had Kirk. And that got botched a million different ways.
People have to also understand one thing about that whole situation. It wasn't all about Washington. Kirk didn't want to be here anymore. He had already made his mind up that he was getting the hell out of here. So that's over. Washington didn't want him. He didn't want them. You got to move forward. But they got to start making some moves now and make the right moves.
I also think he only wanted out after McLuhan lowballed him. The team president kept saying his name wrong. Like, I think it got to a point that he wanted out.
He wanted out before he was called Kurt. He wanted out ever since he won the game and they walked in and walked right past him and went to Robert.
True.
He was. His feelings were hurt. I had the conversation with him in Minnesota because he stayed in the same hotel I stayed in. And just talking to
him. Super Bowl or when?
Super Bowl. Okay. That was when we went to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And talking to him that day, when I finished. My mindset was, when he get the chance, he's out. And because you could tell he was truly hurt by the fact that they showed him no level of respect. Then
Zippy.
Bruce comes in, and he made it worse. And Scott did nothing without Bruce. Bruce was dictating all that, believe me.
Is it a coincidence the defense played better yesterday? Let's see what Paul in D.C. says. Paul, what's up, man? You're on B. Mitch and Finley.
What's up? How you doing, B. Mitch? How you doing, JP?
What's up, Paul?
Man, no way it was a coincidence. I never understood why those last 4 or 5 games last year in the playoffs, the Everett curl back seven was wonderful. I don't know why you changed it just because you get a big money player to come back off an injury. Landon Collins was looking terrible before he got hurt. He is a hybrid kind of like when we had LeRon Landry type player. You need to keep him close to the line of scrimmage, let him check some tight ends that do flats and running backs out the backfield. He don't need to be checking no receivers or be no back help. He's too aggressive going for the run. and he's not fast enough to check receivers going deep. That's number one. Number two, can we call DC United, B. Mitch, and tell them to send us over one of those people they're not using so we can get a field goal kicker, man? I mean, seriously.
You're not feeling blue?
Yeah, JP, here's the deal, dog. So people that, and B. Mitch can talk to this. People got to understand. A play can change the dynamics of a game. You kick that field goal, you're up 10-7, you're kicking the ball off deep, your defense is on the defensive. They can be aggressive. They're on the offense. They can be aggressive. They can attack more. You miss that field goal. You give Aaron Rodgers a short field. He scores 7. Now, instead of you being up 10-7, you're down 14-7. That's how a game changes. Momentum changes. Defense looking at the offense like, damn, do we got to score points too?
Mm-hmm.
They give you 3 turnovers, and you still not scoring.
Yeah, you got a point.
Thank
there.
You, buddy. Yeah, appreciate you, Paul.
A point. Because I think as much as people say we're teammates, we're a team, we're together, when the other side not doing their job, you start pushing and you start like, what the hell is going on here? But the field goal, I kind of knew it was when it was blocked, I go, oh boy, this is a bad thing here.
Thought the same thing. Let's go to Carlos in Severna Park. Carlos, what's up, dude? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Man, I just came back from the airport, man. I'm driving back from the airport. I was at the game yesterday. Crazy atmosphere, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that Lambeau Field was in the middle of, like, some bars and all that as well. if I was Dan Snyder, I'd be so upset with myself not having this in the city instead of in the middle next to a dead mall, parking lot, AutoZone. I don't care. As long as the defense, I'm not going to blame Williams, all right, because it takes time for a free agent to come to a new spot and get adjusted. As for Landon Collins, I can't hide $80 million. If I'm hiding $80 million, which is what? That's his contract, right? $80
million? It's not that high, but yes.
Yeah, I can't hire that much money. And if we're paying someone that much money, you better trade him right now before this trade deadline if you're not going to start him a lot.
Who's trading for him? Who's trading for him?
No, that's what I'm saying. But we're going to have to take a loss for him. We're going to have to. We're going to have to get rid of this dead weight. And that's what I'm saying. Williams, I'm not going to blame. Landon Collins, I'll blame. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you. Jackson?
William Jackson, yeah. I think is what he's saying. You're not trading Landon Collins. For what? You're going to release him in the offseason. There's no more guarantees after this year. He gone. Now, if you mentally are like, all right, well, we tried it. We kept him because of the contract, and now we want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it happening, but I wouldn't be stunned.
Nah.
I want to check in with the rest of the NFL. And then we got a caller on here that wants Kyle Allen. Beamish talked about Kyle Allen. I don't think it makes any difference. It's not like you have Dan Marino on the bench.
But the question is this. Fitz is gone. You know what Taylor is now. You want to check the next and see what they are? See what he is?
They've had Kyle Allen for years.
Okay, but Kyle Allen was hurt last year. I still want to see where he's at. And if I'm not going to keep him, I want to be able to say if somebody else want to see where he's at.
Let's talk Kyle Allen when we return on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.